Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, the Queen of the Little People. Holla. And if you want to holla at us, you can give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. 2037 in the building. And of course, we want you to hit us up, social networking, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, basically anywhere. Smooth Drama, you find Smooth Drama, you'll find me. But of course, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at the Queen of the Little People. So Queen of the Little People, tell them how they can become one of your subjects.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Miss 100%, spelled out, of course, Miss 100% at yahoo.com, or follow me on Twitter, the number 100%.
All right. And as an added bonus of becoming one of Miss 100%'s loyal subjects, you get a chance to hang out with her and Jeremy Johnson.
Really?
No. Not
I
really.
Think I
would
be hanging out with
you. Yeah, I don't think Jeremy Johnson is hanging out with any humans. And if you don't know who Jeremy Johnson is, Jeremy Johnson is the Pennsylvania man who pled guilty to breaking into a barn and performing oral sex on a female horse.
Wow.
Yep, he was sentenced to 2.5 years probation for defiant trespass and sexual intercourse with an animal. Have you ever heard of defiant trespass?
Never have.
Me neither. They come up with new ones like every week. Is there a difference between defiant trespass and trespass?
It's defiant trespass. I don't get it.
Right. I'm mad that. As hell, and I'm going to trespass. Defiantly. God damn it.
Wow.
And when I'm there, I'm going to lick your horse.
Oh, come on, man. That's so nasty. I mean,
yeah, man.
You have to be pretty desperate to eat some kitty cow or to eat some vagina. To lick some vagina if you would lick a horse. That's just gross beyond gross.
Well, you know what my question is, 100?
Probably not quite the same thing I want to know.
Where are the women of Pennsylvania?
Right. What's going on with them? What's up with that? Because, yeah, he had to resort to licking a horse.
I mean, a horse. He would rather horse vagina over human vagina. That ain't right. I'm just going to say that. That ain't right.
And you know, never mind, I'm not even about to go speak, because I was about to go through the whole visual and all. And
Don't do that.
I apologize, because I was making myself sick.
Thought about it.
Thinking about it, yeah. I'm not going there.
I was going to say, if you're thinking about it, you're kind of messing yourself up.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, let me quit.
Yeah, I mean, when you talking about visuals is what these Orthodox Jewish men they would rather pay $6 for vision blurring glasses so they won't see beautiful women.
I don't get that. Now, that's just Don't you think that that's just taking it? So I understand the whole thing about, you know, trying to remain, you know, a virgin or whatever until you're married. And then when you're married, you don't want to stray to another woman, so you just rather not look at them. Okay, but if you are that sensitive to where just looking at a beautiful woman will make you want to cheat or something, then that's some stuff that's going on inside of you. I don't think those glasses are going to touch you that much.
I'm like, maybe that's why homie went to the horse, because he was wearing some of them glasses.
Now, I'll tell you what it might do. It might cause them to get in a couple car accidents or buggy accidents. I don't know what they drive, but vision blurring glasses, like, how is that even legal to wear glasses that distort your vision?
Well, I guess if you're walking amongst the people, amongst the masses, that's that whole I am not of this world type deal. Okay. Where, hey, you know what? This not me. I ain't down with none of that, so I'm not going to
glasses. So they, if they're not going to see beautiful women, they won't be seeing too many other people either. So.
Well, 100. Think about it like this: when they turn around to watch you walk by,
shut up.
In all your grace, they gonna miss all. I mean, and maybe that might be why.
Oh,
see, a woman like you went, walked by them, and they turned around and they messed their eyes up, and they like, you know, you messed them all up, and they had to put on some vision blurring glasses so that, you know, they not all messed up.
That's not even
right. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, the queen of the little people.
They know.
Yes, our resident queen of the little people is, you know, that. The whole lovely lady hump. Lady hump. You know, related to the Pokemon Jigglypuff.
What?
Yes, I broke out Jigglypuff.
I don't have a gluteus minimus. I have a gluteus maximus.
Right.
That way.
Yeah. Look at it like this. Here's how we will put it in perspective here, since we going perspective on it. There are the maps that they have it where it's distorted, where Africa is small. It's about the same size as all the other continents. And then there's the real map where Africa is like, wow, it's big. That would be Queen Jigglypuff.
Okay, moving right along.
moving right along to some more Jigglypuff. since we have moved from Jigglypuff to Jigglypuff, in Carolina, Foothills, their nudist resort holds a survivor nudist style.
Like the survivor game that's on TV?
Yep.
But naked.
But naked.
I bet you that's a good stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No, not awesome. Disgusting. Oh.
Why is it disgusting?
I mean, because think of all the stuff that they do on Survivor and just think, you gotta see some
all right.
People do those things naked.
Hey, well, I mean, you look at it like this. They have all kinds of different contests, like balancing red balls on square pieces of wood. You know, ain't nothing like balancing balls while you're naked. And, you know, you get to complete a puzzle underwater, as well as water volleyball and beanbag tossing. Come on now.
And that's supposed to be survivor.
Hey, when you're in the woods naked, it's different. Remember, South Carolina is about 5,000 degrees outside. You know, and you got to put the elements in it. And you in the woods, The elements become a factor in the woods.
Right. Okay.
Nah, you don't think so?
I just think that this is a disaster waiting.
What?
Mr. Paul on the stick is all over.
Hey, I mean, just, you know, don't run into no beehives and stuff like that, and you'll be all right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I said I wasn't trying to go into the whole visual phase. You just did for the whole 70. I'm trying to get naked survivor.
Naked to what? See, now you acting like you ain't even going to try to cover that next year.
Well, okay, let me still trip it, because I know.
Just 100%. You're on the spot reporter. Sir, how do you feel about this contest?
It's about squeezing my ass. Talk to the camera.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, speaking of squeezing the ass, you know, normally when people are stressed out, they have them stress balls. I guess over there in the UK, Newcastle University, they say that stressed men are drawn to heavy women.
And why are they drawn to heavy
women? Well, they put out the generic stuff. They say, like, if you look at environments where food is scarce, people preferences for body size and the potential partner are shifted. Because I guess the hairier a person looks, that means they have access to food.
So if a man is stressed out and hungry, he gets with a big woman because she can feed him.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Okay, but we have our own little take on this, right?
Yeah, I'm of the belief that, you know what, it's about when you're stressed out and you want to handle it, you need somebody that can handle the pushing.
Yeah, that can handle the beat.
Yes, when you come in with the thunder and the lightning and the tsunami and the hurricane, the tornado, the earthquake.
Wow.
You need somebody that can take it.
Okay.
At least that's my theory.
So they need something they can take their stress out. Yeah.
Right. And women who, you know, got a little meat to their bones, they, you know, can take a pushing and keep on gushing.
Okay. I mean, all I can say is that's true. Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense to me, but I guess to others, it may not. I don't know. I cannot explain it and not going to try to. Because as we always talk about these studies that they put out there, you know, they're talking about food. I'm going to go with the person, the big girl with the food, when I'm thinking the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. See, because if I'm looking for food, I'm not going to go fight with somebody that's going to eat more than me. See, it's not logical. You're trying to survive, and you starving, and you gonna go with the person that's gonna beat you to food. I'm just saying.
That is so my God.
That is so true.
That's prejudice, which you just
that
said.
That ain't prejudice. You know damn well that is not prejudice. That is logic.
That's prejudice.
That is not prejudice.
I don't see you. I wouldn't.
Okay, but see, not everybody is like you. And in desperate times, you know. And I ain't putting it on just the big girl. I'm saying the big guy too. You know, big guy is like, hey, dog, these five burgers is for me. You got to look out for yourself. I give you some lettuce.
You are just so wrong. Okay, lettuce.
All right, I'm just saying. I mean, and speaking of lettuce, real quick, we got to give a special helmet out to Crystal Russoff, who left three kids at home to have sex with the neighbor.
Wow.
Special helmet to Crystal.
Wow.
She's out of Florida, of course.
Left her babies at home.
4 years old. 3 years old, and 10 months old.
Wow. So, what was wrong with him coming to her house?
Yeah, you think that, hey, you put the kids to sleep, and then you ask him to put you to sleep.
If you got a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and 10 months old, you don't need to be thinking about sex. Your ass need to be thinking about a second job. Or a first. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it makes it bad is the kids got outside and were crossing the highway at 5 a.m.
What?
Yep, a guy noticed them because all three of them were out.
So how did the 10-month-old get out? The 4-year-old carried it?
Yeah.
And they were looking for their mom.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the instinct in kids. Where's mommy at?
Oh, my goodness. Please tell me she's going to jail for those kids that taken from her.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to go to jail. She was charged with child neglect. And, you know, hopefully they will take the kids from her. And she has to go through a lot of classes to get her kids back. Maybe she'll learn a lesson. Maybe she won't, but I can't speak on stupid. But what I can do is, since I did kind of ruin the moment there, I can get back to the moment. We're going to go on break. This is my man, A Prime, from the House of M, The Feeling.
How hip-hop used to make you feel, especially back then. It was so real, it was like air. You remember how you felt the first time you heard this radio song?
Thank you.
together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the M word. I am Miss 100%, and that was A Crime from the House of M, the feeling. And you all know what time it is. It's Hater of the Week time. And Mr. F, the M word, I want to take Stupid People for 500.
Stupid People for 500, you say?
Yes.
All right. Well, for Stupid People for 500, we have our Hater of the Week, Wisconsin's Westboro Baptist Church. Well, they're not from Wisconsin. I think they're from Kansas.
Somewhere.
Whatever. It don't matter.
Westboro
Church. They came out with the tweet saying... And if you don't know what they were talking about the people that had been shot at the Sikh temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that idiot from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They came out and tweeted, God sent another shooter.
Now, the people from Westboro Baptist Church are those people that like to go around to people's funerals and picketing and singing. They were soldiers, but they were gay. That's why they got killed and stuff, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, Fred Phelps.
Yeah, the people that really think that they're going to heaven, but they got a surprise waiting on them.
Oh, yeah, because he also said the shooting was punishment for the bad treatment his group had gotten in Wisconsin.
Wow. So... a group of people who had nothing to do with the way they were treated, God sent a shooter to kill them to set an example.
Pretty much, yeah.
These people are
haters.
Sticks of hell, that's what it is.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something to say. You know, my grandma used to always say, if you got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. Yeah.
Well, my grandma and my mama, my other grandma on my daddy's side, and my daddy, they never told me that. They always told me to speak my mind.
Speak it.
Nobody liked what you had to say, you'll say it. Just a message to, what's his name, Mr. Phelps, and his stupid followers. Again, y'all are nothing but all out evil. And for the deeds that y'all are doing, I hate to see what's waiting on y'all. I hate to see it.
But I disagree with you there. I would love to see it.
Something down inside of me really wants to see it.
You know, see, that's where we need real terrorists. We need terrorists that are willing to grab a guy like Fred Phelps and rape him on the internet.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. This is why I say a lot of times this terrorist is not real. Because they allow guys like him to roll around and do and say whatever. See, a real terrorist would go after somebody like Fred Phelps. Be like, well, you know what? You want to talk shit? You want to be the man? You want to say all this? All right, I got something for you, homie.
I mean, nothing that comes out of their mouth remotely touches on anything Christian-like.
Christian, we talking about reality-like. They're not based on reality.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how do you become so stupid that you follow somebody like this. It's like, this is a cult. This is not a church. This is not a group. It's a cult. And y'all need to get yourself together. Bottom line, I'm just going to leave that alone.
Get themselves together. I think they're as together as they're going to get.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think there's too much left to be said about them. They are haters, and they are going to hate forever. You know, Dave Chappelle, hate. That was about them. They got, if they don't hate, they got nothing. They don't have quality of life. You think they going out having a good time? Nah, they got the hate.
They have nothing better to do but hate.
Right. Because if they ain't hating, they got to look at how sorry their life really is.
Like, nobody has done anything to them.
Well, that's my point. Somebody need to do something to them.
Exactly. It's like, you keep saying, oh, well, this God did have this happen because y'all treated us this way or because y'all said this about us, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nothing has really happened, but keep speaking it enough so that it will happen, so that somebody does do something to you. So keep saying dumb shit so that it'll come to pass. Please.
Okay.
That's what they want. I mean,
I'm waiting. Anyway, we're going to move on because we can talk all day about them suckers.
Oh, yeah. We
it never gets old. But what doesn't get old is the politics of selling. You know, we at that time of year where you can say stuff and you can sell stuff, as we saw with Chick-fil-A, who records amount of chicken was sold because they made a political statement. Well, Papa John's pizza, you know, that pizza that everybody think about getting over Pizza Hut, Domino's, and all the other pizza places.
Yeah, they do have some good pizza.
Yeah, well, Papa John's decides to raise prices, they say, because of Obamacare. He says Obamacare will result in 11 cents to 14 cents price increase per pizza, or 15 to 20 cents per order.
That's not bad. I mean, 11 cents, 20 cents. If you don't have 20 cents, you should not be ordering pizza anyway. But it's just the point of you're saying it's because of Obamacare. Now, had he just came out and said they're raising prices because of the economy or whatever, he wouldn't have gotten, you know, on the news or whatever. But since he said Obama is the reason why, and while you were getting your nuptial on, I did a section where we talked about everybody that was blaming things on Obama. Like, it was a whole section dedicated to it's Obama's fault. So this would have fit in there perfectly.
Yeah, well, you know, John Schnatter, whatever.
Yashimata.
Yeah, whatever the hell his name is. He's trying to sell Papa John's pizza because obviously they are not making the profits that they want. So they saw that all the hardcore Christians went out and bought some Chick-fil-A, and they're like, hey, we hate Obamacare. Come buy some pizza.
It's just a sign of the time.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, how far have we come, 100, when we are selling fast food through politics?
Hey, every day I wake up, there is something new, but if somehow I am not surprised by it anymore. I remember when I first started here, I was like, oh my God, oh no. Now I'm like, really?
Yeah, well, and what makes it worse, He comes out, one of the franchise owners in Texas says the law could interfere with her ability to open more restaurants. I have two options. I can stop offering coverage and pay the $2,000 fine, or I can keep my number of staff under 50 so the mandate doesn't apply. See, because Obamacare is going to force me to have to offer health care.
You know what? I'm going to say this. If you are an employee and you don't offer health care to your employees, you should not even be running a business. Because that is just something that a person, when they're looking for a job, that's one of the top priorities when you're job hunting. Does this job offer
health care? Right.
You know, and it's like you already want us, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel as it is. You don't want to pay us what we're worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to take away our breaks and want us to work through lunches, and then you're giving us duties that aren't even ours, and now you're talking about you don't even want to offer us health care. The only people that have a problem with this Obamacare is the truly selfish.
That's you talking about?
You just have to be truly selfish to not want anybody except for you and your loved ones to be able to have good health care.
Right. You don't need to go to the doctor. Just put some rubber tussin on it.
Right. Put some tussin on it. Or like the old man on the one movie, he was spraying Windex on everything.
Right. Rubber tussin, Pepto-Bismol, something. Use that. You'll be all right.
That's just the way I feel. You have to be truly selfish to not want other people to be healthy.
Well, and what makes it funny is he's a Mitt Romney supporter.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, Mitt Romney has not released his taxes, and it's been put out there by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid that Romney ain't paid taxes in 10 years.
They don't want to talk about that, do they?
No.
Yeah. And they won't release tax records.
Right. And I'm sure he has great medical insurance.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about this is, okay, so if they're lying on you and you pay your taxes, then all you, as much money as you have, I know you have an assistant or secretary or whatever, just tell them to, hey, get the records together and we're going to make it public knowledge so that they can get off my back and quit saying that I haven't paid tax. I mean, that's what I would do. You lie on me, I'm going to present proof to say otherwise. But
right. Well, you know, he knows that he probably paid less taxes than you or I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the whole healthcare issue, they don't care. They even came out with the whole we have spray on skin now.
What?
Yep, they have tested this spray on skin that with 228 people with lead ulcers. So I guess what happens is now since you don't have health insurance, you can just buy you some spray on skin and fix everything.
I just want to ask, is it going to be like, you know, like concealer and foundation, like makeup, you know, you can tailor it to the color of your skin?
Yeah, I'm going to guess just like Band-Aids, there's going to be that flesh color.
That one color.
that's not going to be my color. So every time I see the Band-Aids, I know some of y'all don't think like that, but every time I see the Band-Aids and it has flesh color and I put it on, I'm like, that's not the color of my flesh.
Wow.
Just, you know, something to think about from time to time.
Spray on skin.
Yeah, spray on tan. Yep. Well, not tan skin, to cure those leg ulcers. So you don't even need You don't even need healthcare no more, people. You can just spray on whatever. The solution will just clean it right on up. It's like super glue on the body.
All I see is a whole bunch of people that's dissatisfied with themselves going out and spraying this crap all over their body just to be.
It's gonna be like that book, Black No More. They're gonna be asking, who are the real white people?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's gonna be hilarious if this ever gets out. I mean, because you'll be able to tell who has the spray on skin, because it's gonna be them. I mean, if you black and you have a leg ulcer and you don't have health insurance, you get to spray the spray on skin, but you got to cover that up. Yeah, I guess that's where the foundation's going to come in, 100.
I guess. Wow. You'll know the people with the spray on skin because they're all going to look pink.
they'll have them pink patches.
Right.
I had that in vitiligo. Yeah. Anyway, that's just funny for no reason whatsoever.
How you pronounce it?
Yeah. Anyway, what's also funny in New York, this guy Ryan White, who pissed off his neighbors because he wants people to help him paint his house. So he put up a sign outside his home, help paint a starving artist's house, throw a pint. So people just go by and they throw paint and stuff on his house. It's kind
of funny. The people are mad because they feel that this is bringing their property value down. I never understood how somebody else's house can bring your property value down.
Exactly. It's like the whole, well, if your house is dirty, then my house is not worth more. You think that my house would be worth way more because your house is dirty.
Right.
I mean, that's how I took it. It's like if you got a dirty car and I have a clean car, what does that have to do with the value of my car?
You brought the value of my car down because you parked next to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I find funny, 100, is that you have people who think that shit is art. You know, the whole throw paint on the canvas, and they start interpreting shit like, oh my God, this is the frustration that he is feeling with society. And I'm like, nah, that's my niece throwing some paint. On a piece of white paper.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it looked like me. And so him doing it, I'm like, shouldn't they appreciate the artistic vision that he has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's expressing the powerlessness of the people and everyone coming together.
Wow.
As one.
Sure.
Express
okay.
Solidarity. No?
I just always thought that was a bunch of pompous bull anyway. People pretending that they know what good art is. And, you know, first of all, art is at the discretion of the artist. So unless the artist comes out and tells you what they were trying to express through that piece, you're just guessing.
Pretty much. And if that's art, once again, I need to get my niece on it.
Yeah.
Right, here, baby, throw something on the wall. Throw that at daddy's piece of paper. We're going to sell this for $100,000. What is that symbolizing? Oh, that's the oppression of the black man. I just want to let you know, that's my feelings about the man.
Anyway.
$200,000, please. Yes, I have to look at you to see if you're stupid enough to buy it. Are you? Anyway, we gonna go on break now. This is my boys, HISD, Paper Bag Rap.
Paper bag wrap round inside a crown or 800 gold can old to anger slurs. Drunk stumble over curved alpha rhino, Thunderbird, cat Lionel, pop spin vinyl. Dirty, they call them dusty, tits in the street, lips crusty, ashy, shut the screen, damn your mom's name. Pants cut to the knees, strings angle, double dust, rope tangle. I think a cold at football, y'all. Ice cream truck call, buy me something, you stingy, no change. Ghetto sound bang, hydrant flow, can't come in, quench thirst from water hole. How she fast as hell in a sandals, crooked pro, no edge, lights on, in-house, fried chicken, sweet salt, rice, butter bread. Man, that girl got a mayonnaise head, peanut butter bread, rocking them cats, what should I get, baby, a faded dress, or a glass on a false color, doing the rock, to the witness, and then the perms, new kids on the block, so my shorty mean in them short-ass jeans, the biker short, tight pants, with the holes in the knees, and a thigh, suki braids, sweet pork of the side, cool cups, grab bugs, freeze tags, play high, go speak. This fight, street life, skin, and I can be. Quarter boy, jeans, old days, hand to the face. Paper bag, school, lessons, man, I'm loving these days. Knocking cap, man, I'm next with the 360 wave. Follow my ocean Pacific, I know the flow is specific. The tidal waves in the water world. Next out the Astro girl. Tell me your phone number, type in. Hot summer, school sick, drop dead, like bread. Savage through the years, I wonder what a pin in my ear, eye on the rear. At the right angle, let me get. Yes, I can see that drop angle. From my side angle, the truth to truth. I meant to tell you this, but mama about the cake was taking periods of time, cause the vapors. Now here's more the spot where I first kissed. Taste like peppermint in the middle of a pickle with a slight twist. Watch, watch, all the bling on my right wrist. It's in the left, give my man down. It's a paper bag. Got that paper sack, aluminum can wrap. At the lunch table, beatbox, you and your man rap. Get a job at the barber shop, you and your man rap. Razor blade, paper blade, I'm fresh as the ram rap. Rap that.
I can never get used to that. I love that guy.
So, Mr. F the N word, I am going to take Dumbass for 2000.
Oh, Dumbass for 2000? I guess we got to go extra special if we're going to go Dumbass for 2000. Our Dumbass of the Week is Konstantin Kazan, who is a 25-year-old who is accused of breaking and entering into his neighbor's apartment and getting naked. Now, as y'all know, if you're a smooth drama listener, somebody breaking into somebody's house and getting naked is kind of regular. We talked about that. That happens all the time. But what makes Mr. Kazan extra special is that he broke in because he said he heard a noise inside his neighbor's apartment and went to see what it was. And see, what had happened was when he found the door was unlocked, he allegedly went inside, then got naked and sat down on the bed. Now, you may ask the $2,000 question 100, why would he get naked when he got in there? He says, hey, you know what? I got naked so my neighbor wouldn't think that I was stealing anything.
Wow. Okay, but why did he get in her bed?
I mean, where else would you sit naked? I mean, you don't want to sit naked on the couch. The bed seems.
How about don't go into her apartment and don't get naked at all? How about that?
Hey, he was doing the neighborly thing. What you talking about? He was hooking his neighbor up. Look, he heard noises, went in there, and was like, all right, she's safe. But just in case, because if I walk out and I walk out with clothes, she going to think, hey, he stole something.
Yeah, so you know what? He better be glad it wasn't me. That would be talking to me. I would have talked his ass a lesson. He would have ran every time he seen me. Your ass in my bed next.
Woo! And how would you teach him a lesson 100?
With tough love. That's what we want to call that.
You don't show him how to go hard in the paint.
Then you're going to be butt naked and nobody else have.
It's like, she wouldn't let me stop. I told her that I was there just to protect her. And she was like, I don't care. You have to protect me now. You have to keep protecting me.
Yeah, he would run every time he saw me.
All right, well, you know who you need to run. You need to run these Kenyan politicians. That's who you need to run 100.
Okay.
You know why you need to run them?
Here we go.
Yeah, these dudes, the Kenyan parliament, they went and 350 red chairs were made for $3,000 each for the Kenyan parliament, because you know what? We need new chairs. It's $12 million renovation that supposedly brought the Kenyan parliament into the digital age.
Okay.
As, you know, Kenya needs to be,
because they got $12 million, like that.
Yeah, not a renovation for the country.
Right.
A renovation for the parliament. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on top of it, these dudes voted themselves pay raises so that they're now the highest paid parliament members in Africa.
Wow. You got people there that make less than $1 a day, and you spend $12 million on renovations and give yourself raises on top of the $12 million.
That's what it's all about.
Normally a raise is attached to some type of performance saying, okay, well, we're doing good. So raises for everybody. But they don't okay, never mind.
Yeah, I mean we're talking about they could buy a house, they could put up a house, they could rebuild the infrastructure of their country for that money. Half that money.
half of it. Yeah.
But Parliament need them $3,500, them $3,000 seats. Got to have it.
$3,000
seats. Yep. as well as that tacked along with the $12 million renovation. So, of course, members of Parliament got to have the internet and cable, digital cable and all that.
They got all that stuff on those chairs. Is that right?
That's what it's all about. Wow. Now, some people think that that's not a big deal. I say, look at the colonialism that's involved there. What colonialism have to do with it? The fact that the people who used to run the country did the same thing, and you overthrow them so that you can run the country and do better for your people, but instead you do the exact same thing that the colonial powers did.
So the only thing it was a bunch of haterism. Y'all were hating on the people that were in power because they had money and was blowing and had money to blow. So you wanted to get in there just so that you could do the same thing. Not so that you can change things or make things better for the people, but so that you could just have money to burn.
Pretty much. It goes back to a saying that I don't remember the guy who said it. It may have been Martin Delaney. I can't attribute it to him totally, but if it was him, it's a great man. Whoever said it was a great man. And he said, there are two types of people in this world. Those who believe that slavery is wrong because it happened, and those who believe slavery is wrong because it happened to them. And never the twain shall meet. See, because colonialism says that people are they're unhappy because they wanted to be the colonizers, as opposed to saying colonialism is wrong, and you shouldn't treat people like that and steal their natural resources. Everybody should have access, equal access to their resources.
Right.
So, but these people, representatives, want to do the exact same thing that the people they supposedly condemn did and are doing in some parts of Africa. Good job, homie.
That's all you can think about. That's all anybody thinks about this day and time. Greed.
Yeah, so the annual income in Kenya is about $730. They get $44,000 a year, basically, and the extra allowances get them $126,000 after tax. Yep, they get $370 just for turning up in Parliament. And, of course, they won't turn up because, hey, we got internet. We got cable. Bastards.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Wow. I mean, okay.
Yeah. I mean, now, coming back over to this side of the pond, There was a headline saying that Obama is fighting a ban on indefinite detention of Americans because there was a federal judge who had deemed it unconstitutional. Now, the U.S. House of Representatives, as well as Congress, and your president, Barack Obama, who signed on December 31st 2011, that the indefinite holding of American citizens without charge is a cool thing. I mean, think about that for a second. I can hold you 100 forever without charging you with anything.
I don't understand who would think that there's nothing wrong with that. And it is unconstitutional. How can you hold a person and not charge them with anything? I haven't done anything wrong, but you're just going to detain me. You're just going to keep me locked up until you decide to let me go.
You look kind of suspicious, 100. You over there looking kind of suspicious.
So as long as I look suspicious to you, you want to keep me locked up just because I look suspicious. Haven't done anything.
Nothing that you, I mean, they're not even trying to prove that you did anything. They're just locking you up.
Just to keep you locked up. And this is something that everybody, vote for Obama. Nobody is looking at things like this. The little foxes, nobody is looking at these things.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, I like to highlight this because, so you know, there is no difference because don't think that Mitt Romney
won't do it.
Right. He do it too. It just, you can get away with stuff like this with Obama because he's the black man. He's the cool guy. Everybody's going to think, oh, well, yeah, he's for freedom, you know, because he's black. Yeah. He's about the ultimate in hope, but he didn't close Guantanamo Bay. Ain't no hope in Guantanamo Bay. They still ain't been charged with nothing. Living large without being charged.
Wow.
That's gangster right there.
Yeah.
And so, moving forward, that's your future. You can be picked up by the police and silenced forever. Never to get a chance to speak your clout. Do people even understand what that means, what that represents? Probably not.
I doubt.
And that is what is really, really scary. And on that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, our gracious Lady Lump host with the most, I am Mr. F the N-Word, Real Smooth Drama, and we're out.
Hey.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.